The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the wake-up call.
One of the things that I did over break was I got an epidural. And I've had to explain this to women because they're like, what? Oh my God, what? An epidural for like normal situations is completely different than an epidural for childbirth.
It does not paralyze you.
And they give you an injection of steroids that kind of sit there for 4 to 6 months in my lower back. And I got to tell you, I feel no pain for the first time in like 10 years.
Wow.
That's exciting.
It's pretty great. Okay. But I'm sitting there waiting to get this. And I looked up at the pain scale that we've all seen in doctor's offices. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Smiley face,
things are going great.
All the way down to Mr. Yuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's just real, like, angry, sad at the bottom. And it was the first time I ever saw this pain scale.
Okay.
Which is almost like the director's cut, because I didn't know this. But the pain scale we've all seen at the doctor's offices aren't just numbers. There is a title given to each number and a description for what that should mean.
Okay.
And I'm here to tell you, we have been abusing this pain scale. Like, you can't believe.
Okay.
How many times have you gone in and the doctor's like, where's the pain level? And you go, 10.
I never say 10.
I think I've flirted with 8 or 9 many times.
Oh, no. Always say 7.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to seem dramatic.
Then, okay, you're not me.
Okay.
And I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, number 10 on the pain scale is unimaginably unspeakable.
Oh my goodness.
That is the title for the number 10 on the pain scale. And number one, the smiley face is the title is officially very mild. It's the second sentence that makes me think that I'm reading high school girls' poetry. Okay. Most of the time, you never think about the pain. It's there, but you don't think about it. And, right. Now let's jump all the way to number 10. The title again is unimaginably unspeakable.
Okay.
Number 10. Unspeakable pain. Most people have never experienced this level of pain comparable to crushing a hand. Or losing consciousness as a result of pain and not blood loss. That's 10. Most human beings have never experienced this level. And I can't tell you how many times that I've gone in there just because, like, I am, I guess, uncomfortable. And I'm like, I guess it's a 10, 10 out of 10. And I'll bet these doctors, because they're doctors, they probably research this. They probably are like, this a-hole.
Well, they're probably like, we got another 10 over here, right. Eye roll.
Really?
So, okay, what is 7?
Number 7, very intense.
Okay.
Oh. 7 is severe pain. We're going over the pain scale, by the way. I saw a chart that actually breaks it down and says the titles. It's number 7. Severe pain that completely dominates your senses.
Wow! Oh.
Causing you to think unclearly about half the time. At this point, you are effectively disabled and frequently cannot live alone.
Oh my goodness. This reminds me of my lovemaking.
Then that's 7.
That's 7. Wow. Okay.
You want to go up or down?
We got to take me to 5.
Take you to 5,
yeah,
all right.
Because I've been abusing 7.
Number 5 on the pain scale is officially very distressing. moderately strong pains, such as a sprained ankle or mild back pain. Okay, so maybe I've been living at a 5 for 10 years.
Okay.
Not only do you notice the pain all the time, you are now so preoccupied with managing it that your normal lifestyle is curtailed. I'm not making any of this up. Yeah, that is me. Like, are you an a-hole to your family because your back hurts? Yeah, you're just at a 5. A 5! By the way, the face for the 5 on the pain scale is meh. It is essentially resting bitch face. That's 5 on the pain scale. So listen, I mean, we don't have time to run through all of these. But I just want everybody to know.
We've been doing it wrong.
We've been doing.
Get your ass together.
Abusing it like you can't believe.
Right. And this is why we have an opioid crisis.
Right.
Because everybody keeps saying they're a 10.
Right.
Like crushing a hand.
Right. The title is unimaginable. You can't even
imagine. Horoscope. Your brain can't even get there.
No. Maybe at the most you're living at 9, which is excruciatingly unbearable.
That's like this show.
Yeah, that's the truth.